Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince. March the 10th. Whom will we serve?
This week, Derek teaches us about the need for every part of our body to be yielded to God as an instrument of righteousness. Today he shows us there's no way to opt out in the choice between following God and Satan.
Romans chapter 6, verse 16. Do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one slaves whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death, or of obedience leading to righteousness?
Paul said that when we yield ourselves to someone, we become slaves of the one we obey. If we yield to, let's say, immorality, we become slaves of immorality. We can't yield to sin without becoming its slaves. Thus, we must decide to whom and to what we want to yield. Some of us don't like choices, but in the spiritual life, we can't avoid them.
Joshua chapter 24, verses 14 and 15. Now, therefore, fear the Lord, serve him in sincerity and in truth. And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and for my house, we will serve the Lord.
Joshua challenged the Israelites to make a choice, and this choice has never changed. It's not whether we will serve, it is whom we will serve. Serve we will. Before we were redeemed, we had no choice. We couldn't keep from sinning. There was no other option but to be slaves to sin and servants of Satan. After we experience redemption through faith in Jesus Christ, though, we have another option. We can choose to serve God and be slaves to righteousness. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Jesus, for your victory on the cross. I choose to serve the Lord, and I proclaim that my members, the parts of my body, are instruments of righteousness, yielded to God for his service and for his glory. Amen. Derek Prince Ministries, reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.